how are you doing? And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back to this.
The Radio Avenger. Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams
is on.
Indeed, we are on, as we normally are this time, Monday through Friday, right here on RBNLive.com. We're on nights. Of course, some of you listen to us during the day in 1 hour that's rebroadcast. So remember to tune in live at night and support RBNLive.com, the only network now that is bringing you true alternative radio and real freedom to discuss the issues of our day. Speaking of which, we are awaiting the phone line presence of one of my cohorts in crime. His name is Garen Green. And Garen Green has his own local programs on public access cable TV in Rhode Island, as well as myself. Garen Green this past weekend braved the distance, if you will, and braved all of the obstacles and attended, with many from New England, the rally of nearly 300,000 strong to oppose the neocons and this globalist war of terror in Iraq and Afghanistan. Cindy Sheehan, of course, the great heroine, if you will, of the anti-war, anti-constitutional movement, anti-neocon New World Order movement, address the crowd as well as many others. So tonight, you are going to be privileged here to have a first-hand account of someone who went there, attended, and he will tell you what he saw and heard, as opposed to what the propaganda media reported on and wants you to think happened and did not happen. Welcome to the program, Garen Green.
Hello, Rick.
Yes, Garen, welcome back.
Good. It's good to be back.
Yeah, it's good to be back at home in the socialist state of Rhode Island.
Yeah. Well, I think just about every state is pretty much like that.
Oh, just about. Although some are less socialist than others.
Yeah.
And we're not one of them. We're in the top 10 brackets of the highest tax states of the Union. And, of course, the highest cost of living in the Union as well. But we're not here to discuss that at the moment. I just want to welcome you back because I know that this past weekend certainly meant a lot to you as a local TV producer to go to Washington, D.C., the cesspool of sin and wickedness, to attend what apparently was one massive, incredibly huge rally.
Oh, yes, It was massive. That's the appropriate word. I was I went to one a couple of years ago, and I went to the conventions last summer. And this I knew it was going to be big as soon as I got to the parking lot where we were meeting in Providence. And usually it's a few people and you get one bus, and this time it was this very large crowd. There was five or six buses, and so right then I knew it was going to be big.
So did I. All right. Stay tuned. Tell us more when we come back, and folks, you can join in. Rick Adams and Garen Green, Uncensored Radio Free America, is on the air.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Are you experiencing memory loss, mood swings, slowed reflexes? Well, North American Herb and Spices NeuroLoft helps make your mind and nerves work better. The powerful herbs and spices in NeuroLoft naturally support the function of the brain and nervous system. To maximize your mental clarity and productivity, call 800-243-5242 and try NeuroLoft today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Enough. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yes, yes, we are back with our friend Garen Green, who attended the massive rally in Washington over the weekend, Saturday. And yeah, they heard the sirens ringing, didn't they, huh? They certainly did. They heard a lot more than that. There were a number of speakers, and I'm going to defer to you, Garen, because, you know, I got a little smattering of the neocon talk radio and the Zionists today. I was listening tonight to the replay of Michael Savage, and, of course, he has a passionate hatred for Cindy Sheehan, just as he has a passionate hatred for Christ and for Christians and for those who oppose all of the wars for Israel that we have fought over the last half century, and indeed going back beyond that and before that, including World War I and II for the Zionists. And so I was marveling at the fact that if you let a man talk long enough, he'll hang himself. And sure enough, he did. And, you know, Mike Savage made the statement when one of his callers said that we should listen to Jesus and not Bush. Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers. In Savage, typical Zionist fashion, turned around and said, if we had listened to Jesus in the world wars, where would we have been? Ah, I said, there you go. There it is. Jesus doesn't know what he's talking about. The Lord doesn't know. The Creator
His Father doesn't know. But our Father knows. And who is our Father? Who is the king of the world, the prince of the power of the air? Well, their God is Satan. And sure enough, he let the cat out of the bag. And you know, Garen, it's comforting when you hear that sort of thing. Let people talk long enough, and they'll tell you who they really are. I make no apprehensions. I make no bones about where I'm coming from. And I don't care what people think of me. I tell it like it is, because my obligation is not to the masses, not to this world, but to Yeshua Messiah himself. And I'm obligated to that truth as far as I'm concerned. I have to tell the truth as I see it. So, having said that, knowing that you went to Washington and you went with an interesting group of people, most of which probably do not fit into your particular mold of thinking, and yet you had agreement on this essential thing, this war of aggression, conducted by the neocons, by the United States, their vessel, to do Israel's work in the Middle East. Now, when you went there and you saw the huge crowds, I imagine you must have been pretty awestruck, because from what the neocons say, they were well under 100,000 people. And you say, no, they were well over 250,000, what, to near 300,000, as far as you could estimate and hear?
Yes, I would say there was at least around 300,000 people. There were people, the speaking stage was set up in the setback about, 100 yards, but in the front lawn of the White House. And there were people as far as you could see going up to the Washington Monument and down to the Lincoln Memorial with the mall. There were just people everywhere, mm-hmm. and there were tents set up all over the lawns and around the front of the White House and the near the Washington Monument and all around the area. There were a number of large number of tents, different organizations, different groups of people.
Understandable, yes.
Yeah.
But all with one common goal.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And you did you make company on the way? Going on the way back, on when you were there, as far as getting in on the feeling, the pulse of those with whom you spoke?
Yeah, I spoke to someone I was sitting on the bus with that showed him, had a copy of the American Free Press, and mm-hmm. Showed that to him, and they, not most people don't really, get the big picture and that type mm-hmm, of stuff, but everyone. I mean, it was a very varied group of people down there. But the person I was talking to on the bus, didn't know about 9/11. Who really carried that out? But I showed him, an issue of the American Free Press about the 9/11 truth coming out, and I got into that a little bit with him. And a couple of people down there, and the general response was, "Well, I never heard that before, but I certainly would believe it."
Uh-huh.
I talked to some people on the bus, and then, everyone, as you say, is just they know this war is wrong, and very against it, which includes. Now, there were many vets down there, Vietnam vets, Iraq war vets. There were people wearing their military uniforms. There was one former Marine dressed in his Marine dress blues holding a sign against the war. So when you hear these things about, that it's liberal types, the media type of propaganda, it's just... Many of them are veterans and military people themselves. So these people that say support the troops should realize that many of the troops are against the war. And if you want to support them as well, then you have to have that voice opposing the war. You can't just be 100% for it and be totally supportive of the troops, because many of the troops are against the war.
And for good reason. And, of course, many of them have already returned home and been given the heave-ho by the Bush administration and the veterans' hospitals. And we've seen what's happened. You know, we've had Doug Roeke on and others who have talked about much more than just the DU, depleted uranium effect on these young people, but the mental and psychological torment that now many of them are facing, we hear about Lindy Ingram getting her sentence and getting her day in court, before the military tribunal. And she, of course, was held out as one of the fall girls, you see, whereas we know that George Bush is ultimately responsible because the buck stops with him. And the Secretary of the Defense Department, Donald Rumsfeld, should be the one facing charges. And, of course, he is in another court. But it would be nice to see that Rumsfeld be convicted and others, those who orchestrated this plan of torture. We have an attorney general, that says torture is good. It may be useful. It may be something that we should definitely, redefine as within the context of the Geneva Conventions. We can twist definitions. We can change meanings of words. And all of this is good. Why, even Richard Viguerie, the icon of the right, has come out and warned against allowing this attorney general to become a Supreme Court justice, and that's exactly what George Bush would like to do. But in any event, all of these people are all part of the Bush War that continues to destroy America's military, now to the point where, we are actually depending on Israel for bullets. And I'll read that story a little bit later of how desperate the situation has become in America. But to see that crowd before you, Garen, and to sit there and listen to various speakers, and there were many, I'm sure, certainly must have left quite an impact on your heart.
Yeah, it was definitely good and enlightening, to see that many people that are opposing the war are willing to take the trip down there and make their voices heard, it's definitely what you might call heartwarming.
Give us a little idea of the itinerary. What did you see first? What did you do first? Who did you hear first?
Well, when I first got down there, it was Saturday morning, and there was people were already starting to arrive and a number of people there. And then, we were just kind of, hanging around, wandering around, and there were, with the tents and the booths set up and that. And then in the afternoon, the speakers, were giving their speeches, and the best one was from, which you probably
tell me, Wesley Clark now.
No. Well, he spoke, and
yeah, I know.
I mean, he spoke, a good, tune to the anti-war crowd. But as far as that goes, but George Galloway, which is again his politics, but gave a fiery speech, and
he is an eloquent speaker. No one can deny that. I mean, we know he's left of center, but that's okay. Even a clock that's broken is right twice a day, and he does speak the truth in matters such as these.
Yes, and he gave quite a speech, and pack of lies, and similar to the congressional hearing when he went before them. And that was quite a moment. And then the whole crowd was just cheering and for that, and that was a he really gave a good speech. And then the and there were a number of speakers and talking on different topics, a number of topics. And then there was the march, which just went all around Washington D.C. By the White House, and then up around all, and it stretched out for just blocks and blocks and blocks of people. It's a huge amount of people. There were at least 300,000 people.
All right, good. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to an eyewitness account of what took place this weekend in Washington. Join us, 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, and Garen Green will return.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hey, Rick Adams here. Ageless Youth Enhancer, all organic, beyond berries. That's the product. Look 5 to 10 years younger. Add 10 years to your life. Have vibrant energy, glowing skin, radiant complexion. You name it, you'll do it. Made up of 15 of the most powerful berries from South America and the Orient, including some of the well-known ones, goji, Asia berries, noni, pomegranate, red raspberry, and many others. The strongest combination of free radical destroyers and powerful antioxidants with an AUREC value of 75,000. There are no preservatives, no pasteurization, none of that. In fact, it's organically grown. Tastes like fresh raspberries, comes in easy-to-use pure powder or 300 capsules. Cut down on your doctor's visits. Get healthy, and get healthy gums and teeth as well. To purchase, call Barbara at 800-543-6606, 800-543-6606, and ask about being a representative yourself.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Cannot let terrorists and rogue nations hold this nation hostile or hold our allies hostile.
Well, okay, there's a smattering. Baby Bush strikes back. It's interesting, against the backdrop of this massive demonstration, which has been largely ignored, Garen, by the alleged mainstream media. They've given it a little bit of coverage, but, you know, they've tried to downplay it. Unlike Vietnam, their favorite protest, you know, because this is a neocon Zionist war, and they've made that quite obvious. So what they've done now is to try to pepper it and temper it with, shall we say, equal access to the media and something they've never been known for, and that is a balanced, quote-unquote, report. You know, they've talked about the hundreds that were in D.C., and those that were supporting this war, the Bushes. Obviously, many of these demonstrators, these counter-demonstrators, were focusing their ire at Cindy Sheehan. It's interesting how here's a woman who will never get over the death of, of her son in Iraq, Casey. And yet, these people who call themselves patriots, Garen, are reserving almost all of their venom and hatred for this woman and what she represents, rather than for the man who illegally and unlawfully sent American troops, American boys and girls, to die in an illegal preemptive war. I find that to be rather almost more than an opprobrium. I find that to be absolutely nerve-wracking and disgusting beyond description. I can't describe it in the way I'd like to describe it on the radio. But when you think that people will call themselves patriots and Americans and back the violation of their own constitution and are willing to accept a police state, it sort of is unnerving, to say the least. And it makes one's respect, I think, for Cindy and others that much greater, because we have no idea of what she has borne, not only with her son, but we cannot personally empathize with her, those who have not lost our sons and daughters in this war, and the kind of hatred that now she faces from the righteous crowd, you know, the Rush Limbaughs and the Savages and the Hannitys, you know, and the O'Reillys and so forth. You follow what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, well, and the people who disseminate are in, you know, in charge of disseminating that type of information, they are patriots. Many of them are patriots to Israel. That's the problem. They're not American patriots. They're Israeli patriots.
Yeah, and like then, the Kagans and others. Yeah,
yeah.
Robert Kagan, yeah.
And then, of course, you have the people like Rush Limbaugh and Michael Wiener, who,
yeah,
of course, they're patriotic to money.
Mr. Savage Wiener, yes.
Yes, they're patriots to money.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the knuckleheads who believe what they say, who think they're patriots, but know nothing of patriotism.
That's right.
They might try to read something by, you know, George Washington or Patrick Henry or maybe even Theodore Roosevelt, and maybe they know a little bit more of what true patriotism is. But, of course, you can't expect this from these people.
No. The problem is, as you know, Garen, being a media person yourself and a darn good one, you know darn right well that people are programmed by the media, Pavlovian style. They're programmed to spit, to jump, to cough, to sneeze, you know, to jump for the biscuit, for the food, whenever their master tells them to do so. So all people know about anything is what has been spoon-fed them for the past 75 or 80 years that the media have been heavily controlled by the international gangster banksters. So that is the core of our problem, media disinformation. If we had an honest media way back at the beginning of the turn of the previous century, can you imagine how good things would have been?
No, we'd live in an entirely different world. But, the media is part of the problem. And why are they part of the problem? Because most people don't know that, you know, what they're really about. I mean, if people saw through it, the media wouldn't have any influence. But too many people, you know, don't know what the media is all about. They think that they're basically, you know, giving them truthful information to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
Or they think that it's this, you know, liberal media, which you might term them that, but, you know, as far as liberal Democrat and they're out.
Well, here we're showing that they're not liberal because they're not giving their liberal people on the street a real fair shake in the reportage of these movements. So they're not really liberal. They're truly anti-conservative. But what are they really? Well, they're Zionists. They're Jewish. They're internationalists. They're globalists. They're all of these things that put the world system, the one world globalist arena, before America and her interests. That's what they've done in World War I, World War II, and every single brush fire war since then. Whip the people up into a storm. Get them all totally in tune with our particular piper. And sure enough, they'll follow the piper. Most people don't think. Most people don't have the intelligence to think. They simply listen and respond, as I said, in Pavlovian fashion, no?
Yes. Yep, that's true, Rick. It's certainly true. And what I was saying to further that is, you know, many of them believe that, they actually believe that it's this, you know, liberal, you know, Democrat sort of media that's out to get people like Bush. When, you know?
All right. Hey, we got a break. We'll be back with our callers, Rodney and others, right here on Uncensored Radio, Free America, Rick Adams and Garen Green.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Over 100 million Americans have dangerously high cholesterol. Are you one of them? North American Urban Spice has developed Cholestamine, an all-natural food-based supplement proven to give your body the nutritional support it needs to lower cholesterol and improve circulation naturally without the side effects of harmful prescription drugs. Call today, 800-243-5242, 800-243-5242 for Cholestamine.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional two-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using life-frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Bright discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
We got an issue in America. Too many good docs are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
For all of you gynecologists out there listening, don't cave over. Don't fall. Don't wobble your knees. You're listening to the Fuhrer, the American Fuhrer. And we're talking tonight with Garen Green, my cohort in public TV here in Rhode Island. And he has been a producer for a few years now and doing several programs on the New World Order take and exposing the Bush's 9/11 conspiracy, 9/11 cover-up, the war of aggression, and all of these things that are now bringing America down the path of the Roman Empire. And we're going to take some calls and continue to discuss what you heard and saw along the path, Garen, all right?
Okay.
We'll do that. 800-313-9443. Don't be ashamed. Don't be shy. Agree or disagree. What's your view? We are now going to take your calls right here on this program, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, uncensored, radio-free America, heard only on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Rodney in Texas, you are first on the program.
Why, greetings. Greetings.
Salutations. Felicitations, sir.
Garen Green, how are you, my friend?
Good.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear you share your experience. You know, it's one thing to actually to see it on TV, but to hear it shared by somebody who was actually there, you know, on live radio, that's that's even better. So I just want to thank you, Garen, and I'm very, very impressed with the stance that you've taken, you know, against this war. In fact, you know, when I was reading the Washington Post over the weekend, they were talking about the crowd that showed up to who were pro-war.
Yeah.
And it was really shameful, Garen, because they had to kind of put a nice spin on the fact that it was such a small crowd that they used words like high-spirited and powerful in their stance and so on and so forth. But the fact of the matter is people know instinctively that it's lunacy to want to go out and want to kill people, and in this case, for no reason. Because you know, Garen, that the weapons of mass destruction was supposed to be the thing that got all of this stuff started to begin with. But I just want to go back and commend you because, you know, it shows that you've got a good heart and a good mind. And I only can say God bless you, brother. And Rick, you know, Friday when you made that announcement about the court ruling, you know, the stay or the moratorium that that judge placed on the confiscation of guns, brother, you're a pioneer, and I want to commend you because I have yet to see, other than some of the other patriots like Alex Jones and others mention, the fact that the court had to make a ruling on something that is an obvious right.
There was a total blackout.
Yes,
a total blackout by the media propagandists, typically on every issue we've spoken on. I mean, what more proof do you need than to see how they withhold information, how they slant a story, how they disinform, how they manipulate our minds? This is Orwell at its best.
And I want to ask you a question, Garen. Now, you can answer this if you want to, but during this rally, did you hear any mention of the fact that there was gun seizures down in New Orleans and that there was a ruling by the court to put a stop to this? This, in light of all of the wars that's going on around the world, the fact that we've got most of our soldiers shipped overseas and our borders wide open and they're trying to disarm the American public, you know, and I'm not exaggerating that because, Rick, I told you about the story I read where the city of San Francisco decided, well, hey, if New Orleans can do it, let's do it too.
Well, you heard George Bush today. You heard what he said about the military. He you know, came back from NORTHCOM, and he's all excited now about the possibility that we may have changed some laws, he said, and we may have to do away with things like posse comitatus. And, hey, isn't it nice to know that when everybody else fails, local civilian authority, the U.S. military can come into the picture?
Oh, yeah, yeah, come to think of it.
I mean, he spent quite a bit of time today talking about that.
Yeah, I did hear excerpts from his comments, and the thought that raced through my mind, Rick, was, now, this guy, doesn't he understand that they deliberately, for lack of a better word, screwed up everything down in New Orleans? And I said deliberately.
Obviously.
They deliberately screwed up everything down in Houston and Galveston. And yet they're going to turn around and tell the Congress, we need more power and we need more authority here. You know, and isn't the American public listening?
I mean, you have to be pretty stupid not to see it, but then again, most people are not paying attention, and they are pretty stupid. But the fact is, the way he orchestrated, the words he chose, the fashion in which he said it, I mean, it was scary. It was typically Orwellian of Bush and Rummy and the rest of this crowd sitting there waiting for the American people to just continue to fall in line and do whatever the government tells them to do. Open your arms to the U.S. Armed Service, to the Marines, to the Air Force, and to every vestige of military control. Because these are the people who are going to save you from what? Save you from chaos, save you from insecurity, and bring peace and safety, aren't they?
I don't think so, brother.
No, no.
I just want to share.
See, the man of sin's coming. See, he's going to bring us peace. He's going to bring all these good things. He's going to be the substitute for Christ, ain't he?
Well, this is what they want. They would have us
all
to believe.
But you asked Garen a question. Garen, did you have an answer to that? As far as did you hear any discussion about that decision and the gun confiscation in New Orleans, Garen?
No, not specifically on that issue. There was a Katrina, people speaking to the, you know, what happened in Hurricane Katrina, but it was on other issues of, you know, basically that the government didn't act appropriately, they didn't do what they should have done, and things of that nature.
Right.
I didn't hear anything about people being against the gun confiscations or anything like that. It's really too bad, because that is an important issue.
It's
but
a very important issue.
No one was speaking to that down in Washington, D.C., not on that issue specifically.
I don't expect Joan Baez and that type to be concerned about it. We are concerned about it.
I had one experience I wanted to share to kind of make a point here, and the dangers of dismissing posse comitatus.
Mm-hmm.
Over the weekend, the Washington Post ran a story where there was a shooting at a college football game. And in fact, there was some tailgaters who got a little bit out of hand, and a plainclothes policeman who was with the dog patrol went over and tried to break it up, and he took his gun out, I guess tried to scare these people, and shot it off in the air three times. Well, another police officer just caught a glimpse of this guy with a gun in his hand and took his gun out and killed this plainclothes police officer, not knowing that this was a police officer. The reason why I bring that up is, now what do you think would have happened if that would have been a soldier who's trained to kill and destroy, Rick and Garen? Kill and destroy. That crowd of people would have been mowed down like a bunch of dirty dogs. And we can use the examples of Kent State, Waco, and probably many others, and to make the point. But this is what's happening with the civilian police officers. If you take away posse comitatus and you start allowing soldiers to patrol and control civilians with machine guns, and
you know, it has to be gradual, right, Rodney? Garen? But eventually, the idea is, from the Fuhrer in Washington, is that we will accept on our streets men in uniform, women in uniform, carrying M16s, carrying machine guns, whatever it takes to keep us safe. We will eventually accept that idea.
Got to brainwash.
That will happen. Make no mistake about it if we allow it.
And the general public is slowly but surely being brainwashed. Slowly but surely.
You are absolutely right.
Well, Garen, it was a pleasure listening to you. And, brother, just, you know, I hope that you don't change your stance with the, you know, with anti-war, because like I said, people know that instinctively it's wrong to go out and kill. And in this case, there's no excuse for it. We've been misled by a bunch of wicked leaders. And yet, you know, you got this small, high-spirited crowd of individuals who have taken the stance that it's okay to go out and kill unilaterally for no reason. And everybody else out there, we're lunatics.
Oh, thank you.
I don't think you have to worry about Garen changing, that's for sure.
No.
Well, you take care, Rick. Keep up the good work.
By the way, thank you very much, Rodney. Go ahead. Thank you. Garen, a lot of people don't know it, but you were in, not only in Washington, but you were in Iraq. You were in that first Gulf War at one point, weren't you?
Well, yeah. Well, I served in the Gulf for the operations in Afghanistan.
Tell us a little bit about that, and what made you think about what was going on there, how you put the pieces of the puzzle together.
Well, I was... I served in the Gulf for the operations in Afghanistan. And
what were the years that you were there? Which years?
I was there 2001, 2002.
See, that recently, you see?
Yes. And I I didn't know as much as I know now, unfortunately, and I didn't realize, you know, what really happened with 9/11 then. I knew something of these things, you know, the corruption and things like this in government. I didn't know, you know, the New World Order, you know, government-sponsored terrorism. I didn't realize, yeah, I didn't come to those facts and truths yet. But when I was there, well, basically, I thought I was serving my country, which sadly I know now I was doing anything but. So I was pretty, you know, I just had the mentality of, well, you know, we're, you know, fighting this war on terrorism, and this is a good thing, and I'm serving my country, and basically that's what I thought at the time. I later
found... What caused you to awaken, though? What was the awakening point, Karen?
Then, you know, I started finding out about, you know, what really went on with 9/11, all these types of things, who's really carrying out this terrorism, who the enemy really is. And then, you know, I was, on active duty at the time. I was in the National Guard, but I was activated for active duty, and then I served my rotation in the Gulf in operations of support of Operation Noble Eagle, which was the operations in Afghanistan. But when I came back, I was released off my tour of duty, and I came back. Shortly thereafter, I started... I started listening to Whale, and...
well, that was the radio station locally, W-A-L-E, right?
With you, and my mother actually told me about it. She said, oh, you should... Because when... I had the awakening, really, that something was wrong, even before I found out about all this 9/11 New World Order. As soon as Bush started talking about going into Iraq, I knew from day one that was phony, it was staged. I knew that, so I knew this picture is wrong. So, something, you know, this is a bunch of lies, you know, and I really, you know, started to dawn on me that what was really going on.
Right.
And I was against going into Iraq. So then... my mother had called me and said, oh, there's someone talking, referring to you and your show about Iraq and that. So I started listening to Whale. This is shortly thereafter I came back. And then I said, well, this seems right to me. It jived. It gelled with what the truth, you know, seemed to me was. And
so your eyes were being opened then. Your ears were open, and you were hearing and seeing.
Yes, and
now a lot of people in general would listen, and I know they would not register a respondent chord. They wouldn't necessarily be able to put two and two together. Some even called and, as you know, threatened us on the air. We had one guy call who was one of these neocon types, and my goodness, he thought that we were traitors. Me and my co-host at the time, traitors to the country. Because we did not support George Bush's killing of defenseless people, people that never did anything to the United States. And I marveled at that, because here was a guy that said he was for freedom. And yet, he was at the same time saying that because we were enjoying a freedom to disagree with him and Bush, that we should be killed.
Yeah,
and I thought that was interesting, and I put two and two together myself, and I said, that's exactly what we're talking about here, this hatred, this bigotry, this intolerance on the part of so many who say they believe in America, they believe in freedom, they believe in liberty, and yet are willing to snuff not only our liberty out, our freedom of speech, but even to snuff us out, I mean to kill us, because we are not stepping in line. We are not goose-stepping with the Bushes, with the neocons, with the Cheneys.
Yeah, well, that's the hypocrisy and mentality of these people. They'll They'll say, we're for freedom, and, well, aren't you for America and freedom? And they, but then they'll turn around, like this person said, and, well, because you're speaking out against the war, then you should be killed. I mean, it's total hypocrisy.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And whether it's the so-called right or the so-called left, it doesn't matter. You know, both are on the wrong track. Both unknowingly are role-playing for the internationalists and the globalists and those that use this whole business of problem, antithesis, and solution. You see, it's a dialectic, and people don't realize how they're being used. But we are here to tell them how and expose these unfruitful works of darkness. Garen Green, stay where you are. All right, you can join in, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll put you on. I'm sorry to keep you. 800-313-9443. The talk will continue.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Uri International, that's the name. Put the good health and nutrition back in your food with 30 years of research in organic farming and importing powerful organic berries from South America and the Orient. This is an exciting nutrition buying club with a 50% fast cash bonus paid weekly for sharing these exceptional organic products with friends and family. No additives, no preservatives, no pasteurization, coming right from the farm to you. Take it from me, Rick Adams. These products will change the health of your body and your life with the highest quality, tremendous value, low prices, and a great opportunity for you to make that extra money you need. Over 35 live products, free website, training, and leads. This is the company you've been waiting for. Let food be your medicine and medicine your food. Call Barbara right now, 1-800-543-6606. That's 1-800-543-6606, Uri International.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies, utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Get back at him with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You said we're headed to war in Iraq. I don't know why you say that. I hope we're not headed to war in Iraq. I'm the person who gets to decide, not you.
All right, we return. Garen Green, television producer, and Rick Adams, radio TV man. We are here tonight on RBNLive.com, and we are discussing what took place over the weekend on Saturday in Washington, D.C., the nation's capital, as they like to say. And, Garen, here's something you might consider that I alluded to earlier. U.S. forced to import bullets from Israel as troops use 250,000 for every rebel killed. This by Andrew Buncombe in Washington, and it's carried in the Independent in England. Imagine, we have to get our news from there. So they tell us that the United States forces have fired so many bullets in Iraq and Afghanistan, some 250,000 for every insurgent killed, that now American ammunition makers cannot keep up with the demand. As a result, the U.S. is having to import supplies from the largest arms supplier in the world outside of the U.S., and that's Israel.
Isn't that something?
The DED, or the DOD, the Department of Defense, increased requirements for small and medium caliber ammunitions and have largely been driven by increased weapons training requirements dictated by the Army's transformation to a more self-sustaining and lethal force, which has been accelerated following the attacks of 9/11 and by the deployment of forces to conduct recent U.S. military actions in Afghan and Iraq, said the report of the General Accounting Office. That is unbelievable. And Mr. Major General Rick Lynch, the top U.S. military spokesman in Iraq, said 1,534 insurgents had been seized or killed in a recent operation in the west of Baghdad. Other estimates from military officials suggest that at least 20,000 insurgents have been killed in George Bush's so-called War on Terror. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, the Pax Americana, and we are now in a position where we are expending so much ammunition to kill people that we can't even keep up with the demand. And we have to go to our recipient nation, Israel, and I'm sure buy at a handsome cost the ammunition.
Well, Rick, I think that's appropriate that we're getting now part of our ammunition from Israel, because part of the war is being fought for Israel and Israel's interest. I just wish that part of the troops fighting and dying in Iraq were Israelis. I think that would be more suiting.
Well, they may be, that would be too much to ask for, right? But, you know, we have this report from Christopher Bolin, and we may get into that tomorrow night with Chris on the British and the reports of now we've seen the evidence of British agents caught actually involved in killing many in Iraq and staging terrorist acts themselves. These are the Brits now. These are our so-called allies.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. And absolutely, this is what we're finding to be the case. Just as you and I and others predicted, I think unfortunately, we're seeing our prognostications come to be. So as we end this hour, Garen, if you wish to stay, you may.
Yes.
If you don't, you don't have to. But we will continue in the next hour with Garen Green, Rick Adams, and we're here tonight talking about these major issues of our day. Join us. We'll be back.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.